like a man that he should lie. That's why I know everyone listen to my voice. You are protected in the name of Jesus. Jesus speaking said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. So your rest is guaranteed in Christ. Is that true, sir? But in verse 29 of Matthew chapter 11, 28, 29, today said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn what? He said, come and learn. Come and what? He said, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall what? Find rest unto your souls. Enjoying all-round rest is a choice. It's a what? Either to have rest or to be in stress is a choice. It's a what? It's a choice. Either you want to live in pleasure or you want to live in pressure is a choice. God will never force you. You are the one to make the choice. It's a here. But if you are under stress and pressure, there's something to do to enter into your rest. In Proverbs chapter 6 verse 3, it said, do this now. Do this what? And deliver thyself. So there are certain things I need to do to deliver myself from stress. From what? Do you understand the Bible? It said, do this now, my son, and deliver thyself. So there are certain things I must do to deliver myself. People come under pressure. So you find out, someone like me, I'm restful. One of my sons asked me a question. He said, sir, tell us the secret. Something you have not told us, that you are not under pressure. We are always under pressure. Tell us the reason. And that's one of the things I want to tell you. Am I communicating with you? Come on, sir, here. In Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16, he said, thus seeth the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and work therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But he said, we will not work what? Therein. Do you hear that? So some people, even tell them, this is the way, they say, no, I will not do it. He says, it's a choice. Say to me, it's a choice. Say to me, it's a choice. How many want to walk? To enjoy all-round rest. You want to work? In life, nothing is free. As free as salvation, you will accept Jesus Christ. Is that true, sir? Okay. So if I want all-round rest, that's where I'm going to message now. You know what you need? Then, wise planning must be your choice. Wise planning. Tell me about wise planning. Say number wise planning. So the message is wise planning. Wise what? Must be your choice. Do you understand now? I have to plan wisely. Am I communicating with you? Come on, say here. Now, what is planning? Planning is the application of logical, rational, analytical chemistry, thinking to your objectives. Did you get that? Now, it is the process of setting goals. Process of what? It's the process of setting goals and gathering relevant information to draw plans of what to do, to achieve given target or set goals with available means. Hear this. Every planned life goes with ease. Goes with what? Ease. Planning is the key to success. It gives you progress, rest in life. A wise man said, if you fail to plan, you have planned to fail. Hear this again. If you fail to what? You have also planned to fail. Come on, sir, here. Why am I teaching wise planning? People think everything is prayer. Everything is what? No, I don't plan on prayer, but not everything is prayer. Even prayer, you have to plan pray. Listen, prayer can never be a substitute for planning. Prayer can never take the place of planning. What's that here? Are you getting what I'm saying here? Now, personally, you know I love prayer. I'm somebody who believe in prayer, but please, it can never take the place of planning. In any human endeavor, if you must make progress, you cannot toy with planning. Now, look at the Almighty God, for instance, is a wise planner. God, who has everything, he can do everything, did not do things anyhow. If you look at Genesis chapter 1, you will see master planner. Master what? God, the Almighty God, before the fishes came, God made sure there was water. I may not understand what I'm saying. God did not say, let there be fish. He first of all made sure there was water before he said, let there be fish, so that the fish will have where to stay. Before he created man, there was a garden. You can see plan. He did not just do things anyhow. There was order. There was what? You could see God plan. He said, let there be the bush, the forest, so that the animals can have where to stay. He made a garden, then he brought man into the garden. You see planning. Don't try to use miracle to cover planning. Hello? Do you want to hear truth? Okay. Even your prayers, you need to plan to pray. You don't just get up. Let's pray. No. You plan the prayer. You do what? And when Elijah wanted to pray, for instance, the Bible said he repaired the altar. You don't need to open in 1 Kings chapter 18. Then he gathered the wood. You remember? He put the stones. He put water before he called on God. Is that not true? Before he called on God, it was the last step. Somebody want to pray, for instance, you have not found scriptures. You have not planned to find scriptures first. You have not read the book relevant to the prayer. You just come, Father, in the name of Jesus, all the demons, go! Demons, go! God said, which scripture are you giving me? Look, you even pray as you do what? You plan pray. You plan the prayers before you pray. So you are sure that your prayer must be answered. I mean, that's what I'm saying here. But we want to remove the area of planning and we think that God will just sit in abracadabra. That is not abracadabra in the kingdom of God. Every man you see fail, he failed to plan. Come on, are you getting what I'm saying? I'm going somewhere. You want to hear complete truth? Glory to God. Shout hallelujah. So you don't start blaming the devil for nonsense. Wise planning guarantees rest. Guarantees what? Now, if I tell you, statistics shows that 80% of people don't plan their life. If not in If this part of the world, 80 is too much. This part of the world, 98% don't plan. If I call people now, you'll be surprised now as I'm teaching. 98% of people have no plan for next year. Now, sit down. Ask yourself one question. Check yourself. You have no plan for next year. Be very sincere. No plan. Poor plan and up to 2%. But we're planning for Christmas. One day. It's not about you to enjoy yourself. Don't misquote me, please. Don't misplay. But you can imagine yourself planning for a day, not planning for a year. People plan for wedding without planning for marriage. Wedding is what? Marriage? For life. But people don't plan for marriage. You can only see people want to marry, say, how do we really marry? How do we go? But they are planning, oh, but look at our wedding. See the kind of dress we wear. Stupid. Very what? So after the wedding, they owe. They're under stress because they never plan. Come on, say here. If you plan, you can owe. Oh, come on, look at what I'm saying. If you owe after wedding, it's a sign that you never planned your life. In Luke chapter 14, turn with me. Luke 14. How many want to be great? You will be great. Yeah. Now, Luke 14, 28. Luke 14, 28. Now it says, for which of you intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counted the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? You can build a bungalow without planning. You can't build a skyscraper without planning. Is that true, sir? He said, which of you want your life to be great? I will not sit down to do what? We want greatness, but we don't plan. We want success, we don't plan. Come on, sir, here. Hoping to succeed without planning is wishful thinking. It's like trying to use your bare hand to pluck a star out of the sky. You know, when you meet a non-planner, anytime you hear someone say, the money I have is not enough, the first indication when somebody makes that statement is not a planner. It's not a what? Anybody here say, my capital is not enough, their problem is you are not a planner. To a wise planner, whatever you have is enough to start your life. You didn't hear me at all. Once you say what I have is not enough, the truth is you are not a wise planner. To a wise planner, anything you have is what? Enough to start your life. And when I go further, you understand. But to a wise, a non-planner, nothing is ever enough. And that's our problem. Are you getting upset in society today? You know, if I have money, if you have to plan, that's what you talk first. So I hear. Because a non-planner always complains of insufficiency. Always complains of what? No matter how much he receives, it's never enough. If you think enough and plan well, what you have is enough for you to start your life. A non-planner is always looking for who to beg, who to blame, and who to pass the buck to. If not for my mother. If not for this, my big brother. No. Come on, sir, here. You know, the man at the pool of Bethesda was looking for a man instead of looking for God. So I had no man. And we are, some of us are like that, looking for who to pass our blame to. I have no man to help me. Jesus said, what do you want? Is it man you're looking for? You know, some of you are blaming the government. The government, what are you blaming them for? Will you change them? So plan how to succeed in the midst of their character. There are things you don't stop sitting down and, for you, for instance, you sit down to analyze government. What will you do? Will you go and do plan coup? So plan your life to succeed in the midst of what you are seeing. Are you communicating with you? To now analyze, not that you're even finding a solution, or some people just sit down and begin to analyze. The government, as are you now an economist? Are you a special advisor on economical matters? Your conversation is not adding value to you. You are sitting down to converse for 5 hours over nothing. Then you should sit down to plan. How to succeed in the midst of depressed economy. Am I communicating with you? And I said, no. The government of this, our nation, is not doing... And you're not a politician. You're not in the Senate. To say that your discussion will be hard. What you're discussing in the house, they don't even tell that in any place. Are you looking at where I'm going? Okay, if you're in the Senate, you say, okay, we're debating to put it into policy. You are not in the Senate. You're not discussing for five over an issue that is not improving your life. Are you getting me? But yet you have not taken 5 hours to do what? To plan. When you see someone discussing football for 5 hours, I wonder whether they are players. Yeah, you're not giving them any prize. But they'll discuss, you know, our team just lost 6-3. What is really wrong? You can share it as a story for 2 minutes and go ahead with your life. But now you don't see that 6 hours to discussing Arsenal lost 6-3. Are you the coach? Your opinion is irrelevant. Where Arsene Wenger is. Take those 6 hours and do what? Plan your life.
Go nowhere, because this message continues shortly.
Wow, it's finally here. Introducing Salvation Ministries mobile app. You can now get direct access to our Facebook updates, watch inspiring videos on our YouTube channel, get recent Twitter feeds, listen to Salvation Radio, watch Salvation TV 24 hours non-stop, and live services. With this mobile application, you can also download our ebooks and MP3 messages, post your testimonies, subscribe to our newsletter, and listen to prophetic tunes by David Obiomi. This app is now available for all Android and mobile devices for free. To download, visit our website www.smhos.org. Yes, you are fire. 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 You need to be on the go with God. Salvation Ministries mobile app, just for you.
Areas you need to plan, because many people don't plan in certain areas. Areas that you need to plan. Number one, your finance. Number one, your what? One of the areas people, including Christians, come under pressure is the area of finance. Area of what? Finance. Most of the financial problems in families and our lives is lack of planning. Lack of what? Can I tell the truth? A non-planner can never escape pressure. That's the truth. You can never escape what? You can never escape pressure. Some people are busy thinking of how they will go on a spending spree, extravagant, unnecessary parties, ceremonies just to show off. Please remember that you'll pay school fees. Remember that your landlord will have for accident. You can't bind him. In case you bind any landlord, I lose him. Because you are not supposed to bind him, you have to pay him. He didn't borrow your money. You don't bind the landlord. May God never answer any prayer of binding any landlord. It's not correct. It's not what? Can you imagine me having a house, for instance, and I say, give my money, you not bind me. You can only appeal to me. If it's genuine, God will touch his conscience. But you don't bind the landlord. No, you pay your money. Why will you bind him? I lose every landlord you bind. Even if you don't say amen, it's done. You don't bind the landlord. You don't plan your life. Why will you bind the landlord? You can appeal to him if he's genuine. If he's what? Give me some more time. But not that you now put him in one place and bind him. Bind him what? Is he a demon? Even if he's not born again, you pay him his money. You want to hear truth? Yes, so why you want to spend, remember you pay school fees. You are taking your children home. All of them want to take them home. You also calculate the transport, the expenses. And remember that if you put that money somewhere, it will go a long way to solve a problem next year. There's always time to enjoy life, and there's also time to plan. You didn't hear me at all? Pressure is an indication that there's no plan. Some of you were in business, for instance. They want to pay you your fees now for contract. The mobilization. You have not thought of the construction of the why you are paid. The first you are thinking of is to organize a party now. Yeah, it's all this payment you have to go on an overseas vacation. You have not executed the job. It's ungodly behavior. Oh, pray that they pay me another room. The first money they paid you, work with it. Many believers behave like sinners. When we are paid, instead of executing the job for people to see it and pay you the next one, you use the whole money to enjoy. And they say, I want variation. When you are paid a job, first use that money. Don't touch that money first. That's when you get a job. The people themselves will say, give him. He's the only contractor, because every contractor behaves somehow in this part of the world. So when you have a different behavior, don't struggle for jobs. What makes you different is to be different. contractor in this part of the world, use money first to enjoy life. If you use a good job, you will struggle with them because they will tell you he's always different from other contractors. But we do the same thing with them. When money is given to us, we go on a jamboree. Then when we're under pressure from the people, he said, pray, I need another payment. You don't need another payment. The payment they pay you first, work with it first. There's a time for everything. It's a plan. They paid you the first mobilization. First you're doing that is to carry your children abroad. And then you come back and say, no, brother, I need to pray. You know, my son is in social school. I can't even pay the fees. But you went on a vacation with your children. First class. First class ticket in any country, no matter how small, is millions. Am I talking? Except it's maybe you went to Panya. Oh, the old people will know where Panya is. Tiko and Panya, amen. The younger people will not know Panya, amen. Every old family will tell you, your brother is in Panya. Shout hallelujah. Tell your neighbor it's time to plan wisely. Prudently manage what you have. Now in Proverbs chapter 16 verse 20, it says, he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. Do you hear that? So rest is a function of handling matters wisely. Do that make sense? Now, number two area you need to plan is plan to invest. Plan to what? Number two, plan to invest. To invest means to commit or put money or something into proper use to earn profitable returns or get appreciation in value. Life exists on a principle of investment and dividend. Investment and what? You cannot get anything out of life that you have not put in. Is that true, sir? In Genesis chapter 8 verse 22, he said, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Is that true? Galatians 6:7, whatsoever a man, what? That shall he also what? Reap. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 2, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is what? Planted. Is that true, sir? So the seed you sow today determines the harvest you get tomorrow. What you plant determines what you reap. There's no harvest without what? Seed time. Is that true? So, in planning your future, you must have investment plan. You must have what? You must have investment plan. If you want to rest tomorrow, you must invest today. So here, it is complete foolishness, hear me again, to extravagantly consume everything you have now without investing some. God the Almighty condemns wasteful lifestyle. Condemns what? Condemns it. A foolish man spends all his money without thinking of what to invest. In Proverbs 21:20, hear what God said. Proverbs 21:20, he said, there is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise. But the foolish man spendeth it up. Did you hear that? Hello. As a contractor, hear this. Part of your money profit is for investment. It's for what? Because contract does not come every time. Hello? You are not hearing what I'm saying? Every time God gives you a surplus, he's giving you surplus to keep for a rainy day. Is that true, sir? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Also, hear this. You don't spend everything when money comes. So, by early next year, for instance, you start running from pillar to post, looking for who to help you, who to... And wives, hear this. Also help your husband. Encourage your husband to do what? Invest. Stop making rude demands to squander all the money. And then tomorrow, two of you will now go and borrow. And some men, when your wife talk to you, please listen to her. Because when the thing comes, she's the one who will be under the pressure too. There are men who never listen to their wives. As the wife says, please, my husband, please, they say, for what? God will bring another one. Who told you that? That stupid, stupid philosophy. God will bring another one. The one he has brought now, do something. Come inside here. Are the men hearing me? You have no plan though. Hey, you hear me? Tap the man by your side if it's a man. If it's not a boy, tap him. Say, so you're a man. Take responsibility to plan. Plan. Some men will not plan their life. They will build houses for women. They will, not their wives, so buy cars for small girls. That has no future. He has bought a house. He has no house. The greatest miracle is not the miracle that eyes are open. The greatest miracle is not that the lame walked. The greatest miracle is not that you bought a house. The greatest miracle is the miracle of salvation. If you have not met Jesus, I want to pray specially with you. Just pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from the dead to save me. Right now, with my mouth, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen.
The place of prayer is a place of hope, restoration, and dominion. Prayer is one of the prescriptions for handling any issue of life. Prayer that works. It's a new release by David Ibiomie. In this book, you will learn the potency of prayer, prayer, access to divine help, prayer, key to deliverance, prayer, the force of change, factors for result-oriented prayer, triumphing in prayer, igniting your fire and do it yourself. David Ibiomie, through this book, will provoke the giant in you and impart you with a spirit of grace and supplication. Call now on the number on your screen to get a copy of this book or visit our website at www.smhos.org.